Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi, Miles. I'm calling about an order I placed a couple days ago, and only because when I go to your website to check on its status, there's a message there that says you'll get an email within 24 hours, and due to technical issues, that's all you're going to get, and to check tracking on that email. Well, it's been more than 24 hours, and I haven't gotten an email. So,
can you provide the last name associated with the order?
My last name is Ippolito, Ippolito.
And your zip code?
070. I just recently moved. Oh, I have it here. Right on the 07052. And I have the order number, by the way.
Okay, and let's see here. I believe I have located the order. And can you confirm the first name associated with the order?
Joseph.
And the address?
20 Kirk Street, West Orange, New Jersey.
And the email address?
ipp@comcast.net.
Thank you. And I see that the order for the USS Enterprise NCC-1701C, that has already been sent over to the warehouse for fulfillment. It looks like the Star Trek plaque is going to go out later. It was not in stock. And I'm checking to see if there's any tracking. There may not be.
Yeah, it's just that it said I would get an email with that information on it, and no email has arrived. It said within 24 hours.
I apologize about that. I really wish that message didn't say that, because even with regular circumstances, things didn't have tracking that fast. But even now, with us having recently moved into a new warehouse, the new warehouse's computer systems are not communicating properly with our internal database. So it's preventing us from getting information about the tracking in a timely manner. And oftentimes we get that tracking information even after the package has been delivered to the customer. But when our system does get the tracking information, then the email would go out through the automated system with the tracking information.
That does make sense. And the only reason I questioned it was because it did say within 24 hours, and it's been a few days.
Oh, I understand that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, but in other words, you do have the order and it is being processed.
That is, yes, absolutely. Yes, sir.
And at some point when it's shipped, I should expect an email.
Yes, absolutely. And if you want, you can just give us a call back. If you want to call and check on it, you know, at any time, if you have any questions or anything, just, you know, you can always give us a call. We're always happy to help.
Yeah, that's no problem. Since I hadn't heard anything and I was expecting an email pretty quickly, I just wanted to make sure you had the order.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. We do. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Eagle Moss?
No. But after that arrives, I probably will be ordering something else.
All right. Sounds good. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, all right. Okay. Well, if there was nothing further that I could assist with today, I would like to thank you very much for your call today to Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. And if you don't mind, I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Oh, also, I do have one question.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys, I guess this is a company that's based in England. Is that correct?
Well, the headquarters for Eagle Moss, I mean, technically would be in England, yes.
In the States?
Yes, I'm in Alabama. And Eagle Moss has a fulfillment facility in Indiana.
I see. And that's where it's going to be coming from, is Indiana?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. That was just my question.
Okay. So, again, I'd like to thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I would ask that you please hold for a short one-question survey after this call.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you. Please hold.